Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Great stories that she's found. So the Texas State Board of Education is in the midst of a major fight this week over a new science curriculum that's designed to possibly challenge the guiding principle of evolution. The board is about to vote on standards that will govern science teaching on evolution in Texas for the next decade. And joining us is the chair of the state of the Texas State Board of Education, Don McElroy, who is leading the charge to put some of these questions into the science curriculum for the entire state. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. You stated it very accurately.
Well, thank you. Why this issue now? And given the fact that it's going to be around for the next 10 years, what are the implications for science students in your state?
Well, I think the implications are really good if we're able to challenge this idea of evolution. You know, evolution is the claim that all life is descended from common ancestors, from a common ancestor over by unguided natural processes. And to me, the whole issue is we got to be honest with the kids. Is that claim really true? Does the evidence support it? And my contention is the evidence doesn't support it.
And the evidence does support a notion of creation that is what? When was the earth created, in your view?
Oh, well, we're not debating that. That's not the issue. So my personal view about that doesn't really come into play. What we're looking at, what my main concern is the evolution standard. We're not getting off into the debate about creationism or intelligence design, even though I am a creationist. I mean, I have no
– right.
I don't go around hiding that at all. I'm not ashamed. I think, frankly, that's another debate. It's another one you might could call me about, but everybody's got a problem.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair. But then why wouldn't I be concerned as a parent in Texas about someone at the center of this controversy who has – personal beliefs such as your own? I might be concerned that your personal beliefs about questioning evolution are getting into this entire debate and that it's going to have implications for the next 10 years in Texas.
Okay, here's what I would say. Let's look at the data. What evidence do we have that shows that common ancestor, that we all share, all life shares a common ancestor?
Well, it's a scientific consensus. It's in the DNA of every organism. There's a fossil record that's incomplete, but certainly supports the proposition.
Well, that's the problem is, where do you actually see the evidence? The evidence in the fossil record. And if you go to the paleontologist back 150 years ago when Darwin wrote his book, he said the gravest objection to his theory is the fossil record. Well, in 150 years, it's still the gravest problem. In fact, it has shown that the theory is false.
It's
if you
false?
Look at the fossil record, you do not see what Darwin predicted. Darwin spent all his time talking about the incompleteness of the fossil record.
Right. Well, incompleteness is one thing. False is another. Dr. McElroy, what paleontologist says evolution is false?
Well, they don't, but they
right.
but they do state that the evidence shows there are certain patterns in the fossil record. And the patterns that they describe in the fossil record are sudden appearance. All of a sudden you see life suddenly appear, you know, some organism. And then through the period of time, it stays exactly the same, basically the same, and then it disappears or it's still alive. And
right. Well, that of course is, relates
Stephen
to the incompleteness.
Gould is the one. That's why they came up with punctuated equilibrium, because the data didn't fit it. And so, frankly, if you look at the actual evidence in the fossil record, it still does not support the Darwin idea.
Now, are you as concerned about the incompleteness of, say, super string theory in nuclear physics as you are about this particular incompleteness in the evolutionary theory?
Of course not.
Well, then see, again,
I don't even understand string theory.
So, as a parent in Texas, Doctor, just hold on a second. As a parent in Texas, then, I'm concerned that you're sort of like overwhelmingly concerned about this particular aspect of science when your job is really to be concerned about the broad implications for science and all things that kids learn in Texas.
Right.
Isn't that a problem?
You know, I understand what you're asking. Now, here's the deal. This whole issue, we've been looking at this for a year and a half, and this issue has been raised by the academia far left. They're the ones, and the evolutionist ones, that have brought this issue forward. We probably weren't even going to touch this. because we had language that requires students to understand the strengths and weaknesses. But that came under attack, and they don't even want to allow something as scientific as to discuss a 20-year-old policy that has raised no trouble called the strengths and weaknesses of evolution. Frankly, it's not our side that has raised this issue. It has been raised by the other side, the evolutionist side.
Well, but you're in control of the Texas board here. You're directing the debate. Well, you could walk away from it tomorrow, right?
Here's the issue. What does the data show? And the data, what is the evidence for evolution?
Okay,
common ancestry. Let me finish just this part.
Okay.
Common ancestry is the first key part, that all life descend from common ancestry. You should see that in the fossil record. The fossil record does not support it. Stephen Jay Gould, who is an ardent evolutionist, had to come up with a punctuated equilibrium, but he basically had this to say about the fossil record. He says, the stasis is data. Stasis where they stay the same. He said, stasis is data. Say it 10 times before breakfast,
for
a week.
Very familiar
That's
with Stephen Jay Gould. Right. Now,
right.
Stephen Jay Gould Stephen Jay Gould was actually a biologist. You're trained as a...
Oh, no, he was a paleontologist.
Right. You're not a paleontologist, are you?
No, but I can read what he wrote, and I can read what other evolutionists have written.
Right, but then why not let them tell the story? Why would we want a dentist who is a lively conversationalist about paleontology determining what people learn in science classes throughout the state of Texas?
Because we want to be honest with the kids. If you want to be honest with the kids, if you want kids to be able to really keep a passion for science, to be able to trust what science is, you don't sit there and pull the wool over their eyes with a lot of ideas that just don't support are not supported by the data.
Do you think kids can't find out on their own that there are questions in the fossil record just by reading Stephen Jay Gould's work, just as you've done?
Well, why don't we just put it in the standard? And the standard requires them to study the sufficiency or insufficiency. Let me finish the fossil record. Fossil record is awesome. It is the strongest evidence for evolution because there are patterns in the fossil record. One of the patterns is the sudden appearance, and then they stay the same, but also there's a sequential nature. And this is the strongest evidence, I believe, for evolution. So I am for teaching the fossil record because it does have that
evidence
for it.
Well,
look at the old rocks, you have very simple organisms. When you get to these young rocks, they're more complex, so life must have changed through time. So
all right, Don, you know, we have to go, and we definitely have a feel for the debate that's going on there. I guess my concern is, are the right people debating this? And I guess we'll find out. But Dr. Don McElroy, chair of the Texas State Board of Education, debating evolution and questions about evolution in the textbook dispute in that state. Thank you, Don.
Hey, thank you.